For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au. Tonight we're going to be listening to biblical answers about hope, so let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We come with open hearts. We come with open minds, ready to hear from the Word of God. And we thank you for the life-changing, power-filled Word of God. In Jesus' name, Amen. Today, biblical answers about hope. So firstly, let's have a look at the scripture. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13, the scripture says, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." So, does God want us to know about hope? The answer is yes, he does. The scripture says, "I would not have you to be ignorant." We are not those people who have no hope. We are people who belong in the kingdom of God, being born again people. We are in the kingdom of God. And we have the hope that God has given us. There's a hope. We have our hope, the blessed hope, that God will do all that he has said. He is our hope. So he does not want us to be ignorant of these things. He wants us to know from the scripture, what does the Bible say about hope? Should we be hopeful? What is biblical hope? Is biblical hope the same as worldly hope? Why should the hope of Christians be any different to natural worldly hope? Well, the scripture shows us these things. Firstly, what is biblical hope? Well, the scripture says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Ephesians 2:12. So the scripture shows us there was a difference between our state. Before we were born again, we were without Christ, strangers from the things of God, strangers from the covenants of promise. And as non-Christians, we had no hope. We were without God in the world. Now that's a serious thing when you think about it, because those outside of Christ, they have no hope. They are without God in the world. They are without God in the world, and therefore the scripture tells us they have no hope. But when you became a Christian, things changed for you. Things changed for us when we received Christ as our Saviour. The scripture says, "But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ." So we have been taken out of the kingdom of darkness, put into the kingdom of his dear Son, and made nigh to God by the blood of Christ. Not afar off anymore. And no longer people who have no hope. We are now people who have hope. We have true hope. We have hope in God. We are in the kingdom of God. We are nigh to God, close to him. No longer strangers, but now children of God. So what is biblical hope? Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19 says, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Hebrews 6:19. So the scripture tells us that hope is an anchor for the soul. Hope is an anchor for the soul. And a person's soul needs that anchor. And what it does is it anchors your soul in the truth. It anchors your soul in the promises of God, because they are the truth. So it anchors your soul into those promises. Now remember, the Lord said, thy word is truth, he said in John 17:17. So our hope is an anchor for the soul, anchored there in the truth. Our hope as Christians is confident expectation in God, confident expectation that the things of God will come to pass. We confidently expect them. That the reason for that is because it is based on the word of God. It is based on the truth. So we confidently expect those things, and that is our hope. Our hope is the anchor for our soul in the truth. And remember that the soul is the mind, the will, and the emotions. That's what the soul is. It's the mind, the will, and the emotions working together. Working together. And our hope is an anchor for that. It anchors us in the truth so that we can confidently expect God's promises to come to pass. So think of it and understand it as being an anchor for the soul. Well, let's now have a look at Romans chapter 8 and verses 24 and 25. The word of God says, for we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. So it's telling us about what hope is. So if we think about what is biblical hope, the scripture has told us that it is an anchor for the soul. It anchors our soul in the truth of God's word. Hope is something we are saved by. We have to hope in the Lord. We hope in him. He is our hope. We are saved by hope. And the Bible tells us in this scripture that hope that is seen is not hope. So hope is something that is like faith. Hope is not dependent upon sight. It is not dependent upon sight. If a person has to have sight for it, they're not in hope and they're not in faith. Because hope and faith are not sight-dependent things. They operate outside of sight-based things. And hope is the confident expectation to see God's promises come to pass in the future. And that's why the scripture says here, for what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. So that's what belief is. It's putting your trust in the word of God and having your hope in it. Having your hope in it. And then it is using your faith to bring that into your life. It brings it into the natural realm of your life. So remember, hope and faith, they are not things that are sight-based. If it's based in sight, it is not hope. If it's based in sight, it is not faith. These things are the things that we have. They are the things that we use. They are not dependent upon sight. And we use our patience for it. We use our patience for it. It might be something that is, you see the result of it instantaneously, or it can be something that you wait patiently for however long. But they are not sight-based things, hope and faith. Hope is a confident expectation to see God's promises come to pass in the future, however long that is. Remember that it's based in the Word of God. A Christian's hope is based in God's Word. It's based in Him. Who should Christians hope in? The Bible tells us. Psalm 39 verse 7, the scripture says, "And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in Thee." My hope is in Thee. And that gives our hope that solid foundation. My hope is in Thee. My hope is in Thee. It is in God. It is in God. And if you think about God's qualities, if you think about His attributes, we understand and know from the Bible that He is trustworthy. He is faithful. He is true. So if our hope is in Him, we have a solid foundation for our hope. Our hope is in Thee, the scripture tells us. In Psalm 31, verse 24, the scripture says, "Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord." Who should we hope in? Who should we hope in? We should hope in the Lord. Hope in Him. It's not a hope based on nothing. It is a hope in the Lord. Our hope is in Him. And He strengthens our heart. He strengthens our heart. He strengthens our heart as we hope in Him. So He tells us, be of good courage. Why do we need the courage? We need the courage because we live in the world. We live in the world, and we live in a world where things can look contradictory to God's word. Now remember, hope is not based in sight. Faith is not based in sight. So we have to be of good courage to stand firm in our hope and in our faith on God's promises. And in doing so, the promise is, He shall strengthen your heart. So He shall strengthen our heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. So our hope has to be in Him. Our hope has to be in Him. In 1 Timothy 1 verse 1, the scripture says, "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by commandment of God our Saviour and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope." 1 Timothy 1 1. God, our Saviour and our Lord Jesus Christ, He is our hope. He is our hope. He is our hope. He is the one who anchors our soul. Our soul is anchored in His word. We confidently expect Him to fill our lives with goodness, to fulfill all his word. He is our hope. So our hope has to be in God and not in anything else. Our hope can't be in man. Our hope can't be in purely ourselves. Our hope can't be in the words of other people. Our hope can't be based on nothing. Christians, our hope is in God. Our hope is God. Our hope is based in God's word. We hope in Christ, and we hope in his faithfulness to fulfill his word. We hope in him. It is anchored in him and his truth. So our hope has to be in God. What should Christians hope in? In Psalm 119, verse 81, the scripture says, "My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word." I hope in thy word, Psalm 119, 81. I hope in thy word. I hope in thy word. Psalm 119, verse 114, the scripture says, "Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word." I hope in thy word. I hope in thy word, the scripture says. And Psalm 130, verse 5, "I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope." So there you have it. I hope in thy word. I hope in thy word. In his word do I hope. In his word do I hope. I hope in thy word. So what should we hope in? I hope in the word. I hope in the word. I hope in the word. In his word do I hope. In his word do I hope. And what are we anchoring our soul on? The truth of God. Thy word is truth. Thy word is truth. His word will never change. His word will never change. His word is a sure foundation for us, because he upholds his word. He upholds his word. Our hope is in his word. Does God want Christians to have hope? Does he want us to hope? Romans 15, verse 13 says, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." Does he want us to have hope? Yes, he does. He is called the God of hope. He wants Christians to be full of hope. He wants us to be abounding in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Abounding in hope. It is not an empty hope, but a biblical hope that is backed by the power of God. So you take your scripture, you put your hope in it, and then you use your faith to bring it to pass in your life. You see, they all work together. You need the hope. You need the hope. It anchors your soul in the word of God, and it gives you something to use your faith on. It gives you something to use your faith on. The hope has to be there for it. The hope has to be there for it. It is not an empty hope, but a biblical hope. And that's why it is powerful. Because it is backed by the power of God. Backed by the power of God. So if we think about this question, what is the difference between biblical hope and natural or worldly hope? Because non-Christians can say, I hope for this. They say it, but there's a difference, remember, because the scripture we read earlier said that they had no hope. They were without God in the world. They have no real hope. They have no real hope because their hope is not backed by the power of God. They are without God in the world. A non-Christian person who does not have Jesus Christ as their Saviour is without God in the world, and the scripture told us plainly they have no hope. To have true hope, you need to be a child of God so that you can say, my hope is God. My hope is in God. My hope is in His Word. A non-Christian can't say that. So we have to have the Lord to have true and biblical hope. And if we read Romans chapter 4, verse 18, the scripture shows us an example. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. So it uses the words who against hope believed in hope. He went against the worldly hope that a fellow who was about 100 years old could have a child. If he left God out of the picture, that would have been an empty hope. But because God was working in him, he believed in hope. He put his hope on God's word, saying that he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And that was the word of God to him. So he put his hope on that. And that anchored his soul in the truth. So against natural hope, he believed in godly hope. He believed in the word of God and put his hope on that. Abraham did that. He put his hope on the word, and it tells you there in Romans 4:18, that was the word spoken to him, so shall thy seed be, and that he would be a father of many nations. See, he put his hope on the word of God. So that's the difference. There's a worldly hope that is not having God in the picture. That hope does not have with it the power of God. It is an empty hope. But when God is at work in a person's life, in a Christian's life, it is a biblical hope based on the power of God, backed by the power of God, based on His word, His promise to us. So the natural worldly hope, if you think of it, it's like a wishing for something to happen. And you would hear a non-Christian say, I hope this, I hope that, but there's no real power for it. There's no real basis for it. And it usually has no real expectancy attached to it. And that's what the difference is between biblical hope. Because the biblical hope is the confident expectation backed by the power of God. So that's why you can say with confidence, I hope for this. It's not just a wishing. It's not just the natural hope. It is the true biblical hope. I hope for it and I expect it confidently because God's word promises it. Natural hope is based purely on natural things. But biblical hope believes God's promises, even if the natural seems to contradict achieving it. And you can think about Abraham, his situation there. The natural seemed to contradict achieving it, but his hope was in God. He hoped against hope. He hoped in what God had said to him. So biblical hope believes God's promises, even if the natural seems to contradict achieving it. and what biblical hope is expectation and desire to see God's promises fulfilled. It is expectation and desire to see God's promises fulfilled. And so then we ask the question, how are faith and hope connected? How do they work together? Because we have hope. He wants us to abound in hope. Our hope is in Him. It is in His Word. What part does our faith play? Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." So it tells us there the role of faith and what faith is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. So what hope is? Hope is the blueprint for our faith. Hope gives the Christian something to believe for, and faith is the force which takes from the spirit realm the thing hoped for. And that's how they work together, and that's the difference between them. You use your hope, it's an anchor for your soul. You put your hope in God, on Him and in His Word, and then you use your faith, which is the force. Think of it as the spiritual muscle, which is what it is. You use it to take, mixing it with the Word of God, take from the Spirit, take hold of that thing that you are hoping for, and not let go of it, and bring it into the natural realm. And the patience plays a part in that, because patience undergirds this process, your believing process. It undergirds it so that you can keep holding on in faith and hope and not letting go until you see this thing manifested in the natural realm, the thing that you already have in the spirit, but you just have to wait until it manifests in the natural realm. And the reasons behind that is because God has timing for things. He has timing for things. The Bible talks about a set time for things. It doesn't mean that you don't have it. It doesn't mean that it doesn't belong to you, because it does. It just means that you have to keep holding on and using your faith and not letting go. And then it's only a matter of time. But it belongs to you. So the hope is the blueprint for faith. And it gives you something to believe for. Something to put your faith on. Something to use your faith for. So if we think, why doesn't our hope make us ashamed? In other words, why doesn't our hope ever let us down the way a natural, worldly, non-biblical hope would? Well, the scripture says, Romans 5 verse 5, "And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." The reason a Christian's hope does not make them ashamed is because God is faithful. God fulfills His promises when we hold on to them. Remember, He lives in us. He's at work in us. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us, and our hope maketh not ashamed. It will not make us ashamed to say, "I was hoping for that. I was believing for it and it didn't come to pass." If you keep in hope, if you keep in faith, that will not be the case. You will not be ashamed, because God will never fail us. Remember that He never fails us. When we keep holding on, He never will fail us. He never will fail us. He never will fail us. So our hope maketh not ashamed. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And if we read Romans 1:16, the scripture tells us, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth." Romans 1:16. We should not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ is powerful. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Now remember, salvation encompasses not just being saved from sin, but receiving everything good that God has planned for the Christian. And when we put our hope in Him and use our faith to bring it into this natural realm, we will not be ashamed, because the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. The gospel is the power of God. It carries the power of God. So hope based on the gospel is on a solid foundation. It's on a solid foundation. If we have a look at Proverbs 10:28, we can think, what is connected with hope? Remember, we see hope is the blueprint for our faith. Our faith works to bring what we hope for into the natural realm. And patience gives us the endurance, the undergirding to keep believing. What else is connected with hope? Proverbs 10:28 says, "The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish." So it shows you the difference there. You are glad when you are a righteous person who has hope in God. You should expect to be glad. You should be glad because your hope is in God. The expectation of the wicked, their false hope, their ungodly hope, it shall perish because it is not backed by the power of God. So gladness is connected with hope. When you are in hope, you should be glad. Remember, you are not based on sight. It is not based on sight. It is a thing of God, which is not sight-based, and you should be glad. And Romans 12:12 says, "Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer." Romans 12:12. So when you're in hope, what should you be doing? Rejoicing in hope. Rejoicing in hope. Remember, God is our hope. God is our hope. "I hope in thy word," we read. "I hope in thy word." So we should not be downcast. We should not be thinking that our hope has no basis, because our hope is based in the power of God. So we should be glad and we should be rejoicing in hope. Rejoicing in hope. Praise God. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We thank you, Lord, that our hope is in you. You are our hope. We thank you, Lord, that our hope is in God, and our hope is based on a solid foundation of God's word. Thank you that you are our hope. You are our blessed hope. Thank you for giving us true biblical hope. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen.